This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sleepers Podcast, Wednesday, July 3rd. Heard tomorrow is your favorite holiday.
It is?
You're not a 4th of July guy?
Not really.
Why not?
I mean, I like the mystique around 4th of July. I like the vibes around it. Love a good hot dog. But I mean, in full transparency, like, where would you rank our national anthem
among other national anthems or just songs in general?
Well, I mean, you could do it both ways. It's underwhelming.
I mean, Oh Canada's a bop. I would not say the Star Spangled Banner is,
right? And that's our neighbor.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
If it was Halloween, Canada would be like king size Snickers, and like we're handing out Snyder pretzels.
Yeah, I think the big issue here is we should have hired the guy who wrote the March Madness song, One Shining Moment. We should have had him write the Star Spangled Banner.
It would have been special too.
Yeah, it would have been scenes, but yeah. Oh well, here we are. All right. Well, any big 4th of July plans?
Going to California.
Wow.
Because my wife can't sit still.
You excited? Like, I mean, you've been to Cali a good amount.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Always excited. We're going to see the Hazards. That's always a great time. But I will say this. My wife, when we first started dating, she didn't sell herself as a travel bug. She picked up that habit. Now, I'm not saying that would have changed the outcome. I love the woman. But she can't sit still. She just can't. It's not in her DNA.
So, like, a little bit of this is not what we signed up for? Like, the recruit gets to campus and he's just, like, 6 inches shorter than he was listed?
A little bit. Especially because given my mindset, like, I am insanely good at sitting still. I could sit still with the best of them. I could never leave my house if I'm given the opportunity.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could see that. You're also pretty good at traveling, though.
Well, that's because I'm a chameleon at the end of the day. Let's not forget that.
Also very true. Okay. Well, I wish you safe travels and the best of luck. For those wondering, we will have an episode out tomorrow on Thursday. We will also have an episode out on Friday with the wonderful Riley Davis. All three of us are going to pre-record that. So, you're welcome. Powering through to make sure we can get this done on a holiday week. And you still have us in your ears as your poolside on the 4th of July. I can't think of anything better to play on the speaker at your 4th of July party with your family and friends than the Sleepers Podcast.
Not angry.
It's a bold-faced lie. Do you want to kick us off with a YouTube comment of the day, Carr? You don't have to. We could scrap this.
I do. This comes from, I got to shout this one out because I think, I'm not saying Charles Hoffman is an avid Sleepers listener, but this comment to me gives off like I listen to a lot of Sleepers. This was on Nikola Jurcic's scouting report, the mega basket forward. Mm-hmm. He said, him being handsome is low-key underrated market inefficiency with his being one of the ugliest drafts in recent memory.
That's an all-time Mount Rushmore comment. Wow. I love it. Is this an ugly draft?
It was kind of ugly.
I mean, the stylish stuff was lacking sorely, for sure. Like, I did not like the fits. Maybe that's me just not liking the looks.
It's very possible.
Who do you consider the most handsome player in this draft class?
I don't know if one comes to mind.
There's a few.
You got a list ready to go.
Rhys Sachet is not a bad looking dude for all the jokes we give him.
Sure. There's a good chance that I get some Risha Shea comps down the line.
I mean, Rob Dillingham's drippy.
He is, but he's tiny.
Oh, forgot. Yeah, that's not great. I mean, I think Klingon has some swagger to him. I've talked about, like, I think he's the new Travis Kelce. Like, he will have his own dating show at some point.
Is he going to get a beard? That's going to be massive.
I do think there will be a random summer that he gets a beard. Hey, speaking of beard, can I acknowledge the boo beard birds that were out on me yesterday?
Yeah, people don't like that.
No, which people are entitled to. That's fine. I think there's a comment coming up when we get to the Discord comments in a moment that I'll address this a little further. But, like, just a whole lot of, like, Greg, never shave the beard again. Oh, my God, it's so bad. Yuck, why do you do? I see it. Trust me. I also, like, agree with you. But do y'all not have beards? Like, do y'all not understand how beards work? Like, at a certain point, it becomes untenable. Becomes a little, like, unkempt. And you need to just get a cleanse a little bit, okay? So, like, I am not sitting here. I did not shave my beard because I think I look better without the beard. I shaved the beard because the 4th of July is coming up. And my beard looked insane. Like, I don't want to look homeless on the boat. Could I have just gone for, like, a trim? Yeah, could have. But I'll be honest, I don't grow the best beard. Like, I can grow a beard, but my beard's not the fullest beard on earth. So if I start to trim, it just kind of looks a little patchy. Some areas are thicker than others. It's just not organic. You either got to let it rock or not. So, no, I'm not out here saying, like, oh, I look better without the beard. Also, people, like, reacting the way they do to me shaving seems to imply that, like, I have some level of handsome upside here. Like, let's not act like I'm a model when I have a beard, all right? Like, I understand y'all might like the beard look better, but you're implying, like, there is a time where I'm handsome and then this is disgusting. The gap's not that large. Like, I'm just this, but with a beard. That doesn't look that different, even if I look ugly right now.
I mean, look, I'm not here to beard watch, right? That's not what we're doing. I don't want to do that ever, right? With that said, I got to be critical here. I think the trim would have worked. I think just a slight trim would have done it.
But it's not, you're not shaving the beard for how it looks, Card. I'm doing it for how it feels. I just, like, you got to go clean shaven every now
your
and
face,
then.
Like, your face feels better right now than it does with a beard.
Yeah, because it's hot. It's July. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go outside and be in 90-degree weather by the pool all weekend. My face is going to get a little tan. Mm-hmm. Like, I want the full color experience with a little 5 o'clock shadow. You shave a week before so that you can let it grow out a little bit. My beard does grow relatively fast in the early stages. But, like, people, I'm not out here, like, saying, like, oh, damn, I'm handsome. I'm never handsome. I'm just this. But y'all are acting like with a beard, I'm like a young Leo. And right now I look like Gollum. Like, that's insane. I am an abundantly average looking man, whether or not I have a beard. Can we all acknowledge that, Cart?
I don't want to acknowledge that. I don't agree with that.
I've been told relatability is my greatest thing. I am abundant. I'm great at being average.
I think availability is your greatest asset.
Yeah, that's because no one will hire me. Should we get to the show, Cart?
I love the should we get to the show.
Well, I'm waiting for a day where you're just going to be like, no, let's just chop it up a little.
No, actually, no. This is going to be a full banter episode.
Oh, the people love the banter. Can you tell people why they should join the Discord?
You should join the Discord because the Discord is the easiest way to support Sleepers Media and everything that we do. You know, look, are we built different? Yes. But it takes an extreme amount of work and dedication to push out the content that we do on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. And honestly, the best way to keep that going and make that a thing and make it possibly more of a full-time job for some others on this podcast, it would be joining the Discord. And that's how you can support us. It's $9.99 a month. Join on your desktop. And it's a great community at the end of the day, too.
Yeah, you have an opportunity to feel like you were one of the people who, like, invested in Apple before they invented the iPhone. That's what's going on here. And you can buy the iPhone when it comes out in a couple years, or you can invest beforehand, and we'll start sending you iPhones because y'all showed us you believed in us before the iPhone existed.
Get it on the ground level.
That's what's going on here. All right, to the Discord. First comment today comes from none other than Malik Perry. First off, baby fat Carter, I'm 5'6", 190 pounds. Second, only my third leg is shorter, and I can swing it better than you with a golf club.
That's funny. Listen, what we're not going to do is, at least what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to listen to any person that's shaped 5'6". That's embarrassing. That is truly, truly embarrassing. You're shorter than most trash cans. You can hide behind a trash can standing up.
That's insane.
Stairs are probably extremely tough for you. You probably bear crawl upstairs.
Oh my God. For what it's worth. Malik, I would have guessed 6'4 for you. You carry yourself like a 6'4 man.
Being 5'6", insane.
Malik says, when I told Carter to go blank for his rent money, I didn't think he would do it literally. Take two cough drops with some tea, honey. Good night, rest, and get back on that corner because you're a day late on rent.
I just hope Malik knows that, like, when the sleepers meetup happens, he's going to have to see me. And he's the size of a Stanley Cup. Like, come on, dude. Like, are we actually serious?
Yeah, back to the, would I rather be on an island with Malik or a bear? I'll take Malik.
No. I'll take Malik too. He can fit in cup holders. Imagine talking so much shit and you can be put in a lineup with bobbleheads and people might not be able to tell the difference.
My favorite thing about Malik's comments are that we have people like Fam and Koi who just tag each other and laugh at them now. Like, we just, every time a new Malik comment drops, we want everyone to see it. Do you have any more Malik jokes to get off, or can I proceed?
No, that's it. You can proceed.
Okay. We have more comments from Malik, so I just wanted to make sure. Congratulations, Bonnie. Never seen a father and son working at the same job. The worst part, people actually believe he deserves to be in the NBA. I will be honest, LeBron ain't GOAT. That's a different conversation. Let's see how Bronny do when Daddy retires.
Did he call Bronny Bonnie?
Uh-huh.
Just keep being you, Malik.
Imagine being an NBA player and riding to work with your dad. This is bullshit. This is why Lakers aren't great anymore. They care about a player who don't care about winning. Jordan won't, nor Kobe.
Okay, my one thing here, can't we acknowledge, while saying everything else, that it is kind of cool that, like, a father-son thing is, like, happening in the NBA? Or, like, we can't?
I think you can, but this is, like, you're doing the thing again.
What thing?
It's one of the best things about you, because, like, if you're lucky to be in the Cart inner circle, you'll ride for us till death do us part. But, like, you're doing the Drake thing.
Oh, God.
This is LeBron. So you're like, can we acknowledge that it's cool? But if this was Karl Anthony Towns, you would never acknowledge that it's cool.
I disagree. I would.
You would not. Like, there are just certain people that earn your love and admiration enough that anything they can do, you will defend. I like to think sometimes I'm one of those people, although you don't defend me shaving the beard. So
I defend you, but I'm also trying to uplift you.
Like, if LeBron shaves his beard, you're coming out here like, yeah, obviously he looks pretty good. There's good reason to be clean shaven. It's actually almost the 4th of July. So, like, for me, it's I really disagree. Malik continues, MSU recruit Jordan Scott is in basketball camp. Besides basketball, they also take courses. One, I think, is in... I'm going to stop reading this comment. I can't tell where it's going, and I saw the word sexual in it. So okay. We're just going to go past it. Malik's okay. Next comment says, Greg, look into the camera after you read this. Don't let up on Xavier Booker. He's too soft. Norman has like a mullet and he looks farm strong. I understand he's still young, but he has to get stronger in all aspects of life. So Booker, training wheels are off, pads and helmet off. Greg, stay on his throat with maximum pressure.
Okay. Hey, yo. I mean, hey, yo.
We got to draw the line somewhere, don't we?
I think you need to draw it.
I can't draw. Boom Fizzle.
He's the size of his most pencils.
Boom Fizzle says, Greg, I don't know if it's been discussed before, but can you explain your cycle of shaving and beard growing? Is there a pattern to be found here? Great question. Thank you. Not really. Do I need one?
If I had it my way, I would get a haircut every 1.5 weeks. Like that's the cadence I would like. That's how I would do it. Is there some cadence to your the shaving of your beard?
Not typically, no, but I like having a beard more than I like not having a beard, and everyone in my life has made that clear. I should keep the beard. Okay, I get it. But again, I don't grow a great beard. I grow a perfectly average beard. So when my beard has been my beard for like 2 months, it starts to look unkempt and bad in person. It doesn't look as bad on camera because I got a ring light and everything. It helps maximize things. But when you're just walking around the street, you saw me over the weekend, like the beard was kind of all, it's spread in different places. It's not great. So yeah, you could trim, but I'm telling you the trim doesn't look good. I'll give the trim next time. It's not ideal. The quickest way to get back to the beard length you want is to shave the beard, folks. So what will I do? Typically, I will try to record before a little bit of a break so that it grows back enough 5 days worth for y'all to not be on my ass about it. Did that happen this time? No, it did not happen. But again, 4th of July was coming up. I wanted to give myself like 4 days of trying to get back to the thicker 5 o'clock shadow.
I respect the decision, by the way, for what it's worth. I don't think you're giving your beard enough credit, but I respect the decision.
Boom Fizzle says, which is the bigger decommit hit to their respective team, Cannon Catchings or Jeremiah Fears?
Probably, God. I mean, the thing is, like, both teams, probably Catchings.
I think it's Catchings because it's for this season. Like Jeremiah Fears, you can pivot for next year's roster. You know? Right.
Yeah.
But I think Fears will be a better player at some point in college than Catchings. So both good players, but I'm high on them. Tune says, currently on vacation in Croatia, who are your favorite Croatian basketball players? Who is your favorite player currently playing European basketball?
Favorite Croatian basketball player.
I think Carter, Tony. Name a Croatian.
Like a Croatian basketball player?
I would like you to just name a Croatian.
Oh, I can name a bunch of Croatians.
Can you?
Yeah, Luka Modric, Andre Kramaric, Mateo Kovacic.
Okay, now how about basketball?
Tony Kukoc. That's all I got. I don't even know if Tony Kukoc is Croatian.
Okay. How about some current recent ones? Bojan Bogdanovic, Dario Saric, Ivica Zubac, Luka Samanic.
Zubac is my favorite because also Zubac with the vibes. I didn't know that. I think he acquired vibes too once he made his way over to the Clippers.
I like Saric. I feel like Saric is also a vibes guy.
Like, don't you like you love Vlad Golden and his IG? Have you ever been on Ivica Zubac's IG?
I have, yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's not bad. Who else? We Drazen Petrovic going back a little bit for the old heads here, but he's bucket.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Zubac.
Hazonja
is Spanish.
No.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. He's a player from Croatia, according to Google. Who's your favorite player currently playing European basketball?
Ray McCallum.
Yeah, I'll echo that. Loved Ray's appearance on the show, by the way. Sleeve Nash says, which college basketball program has consistently produced the best glue guys?
I feel like the answer's got to be Villanova, right?
Really?
No, you don't think so?
Villanova's best teams have talent, not glue guys.
But I'm saying, like, who, like, have produced NBA glue guys? Is that the question?
I'm just thinking more, like, good college glue guys. I would say, like, a Wisconsin-type program.
Yeah, good college glue guys.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to give love to Wisconsin.
Purdue could be in that, too, in my opinion.
Yeah. Deacon Sully says, more directed at Carter, but how many White Castle sliders do you think?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You could put down in one sitting.
Probably like 12. Then my stomach would really hurt.
That seems like a measured answer from you.
It's just a guess.
I'm not used to that. I feel like you, I don't know, like you would have come in here and said, like, I could eat 50 of them.
Are you saying I'm not a measured, rational person?
When it comes to like your own comments on your own abilities, no.
I never realized that.
How many White Castle sliders would it take for you to build a fire with them?
All right, you know what? I'm going to put this fire shit to rest. I'm going to record myself making a fire with two sticks.
Today?
Maybe not today, but soon.
I'd love to see it today if you could do it so easily. Dreadhead Dev Royal the King says, I think Ty Rogers needs to tell Brad he can be a walk-on so Jeremiah can reclassify strictly because he's a good guy and he's one of the last good guys around.
It'd be a really good guy move.
I'm sorry. I'm looking ahead to our last comment. I'm going to skip a comment from Fam because he wants this read on Bluffs Friday, which will be recorded tomorrow. The last comment we have for today comes from Sleeve Nash. I'm just going to read it word for word here. Bitch got a dub in her Lulus, got her pigeon toed. Sleeve Nash specialized in pick and rolls and give and goes.
If you want comments like that, read on the Discord, $9.99 a month. Join on your desktop.
Topic number one today, Cartel. The Wooden Award odds are out, and I want to go through and try and find some value with you. We're going to do this live on the fly. This is courtesy of our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's check this out here. It's interesting because there are some bigger favorites here than there are with the national title hunt, which feels a little backwards to me. Like Kansas, UConn, Bama to win the national title are 10-1. RJ Davis and Hunter Dickinson to win the Wooden Award are 8-1. And those are the two favorites. Everybody else much longer. You can go to DraftKings and check this out. I think there are some other books that have started listing these as well. But man, they go all the way down to Kobe Johnson at UCLA at 300-1. Corin Johnson, Louisville, 300-1. Ian Shefflin, Clemson, 300-1. So like, we have some options here. A lot of surprising names. I will read some names quickly that just jump out to me as like, that's interesting with where their odds are at. RJ and Hunter, the favorites, 8-1. Mark Sears, 15-1. The others at 8-1. AJ Storrs, fourth, 18-1. LJ Cryer is 20-1. John L. Davis, 30-1. Tyrese Proctor, 40-1. Dylan Harper and Liam McNeely, 40-1. A couple freshmen there. Zeke Mayo at Kansas is 40-1. Considered tied for the 10th most likely national player of the year, Zeke Mayo. VJ Edgecombe, 50-1. Let's see if I have any more to pick out. Coleman Hawkins, 50-1. Kansas State, same as Caleb Love, Janai Broom, Ryan Kalkbrenner, Aiden Mahaney, 60-1. And Umar Ballo, Indiana, 80-1. Braden Smith, 90-1. On and on and on and on and on. What's the best value here? If you had to bet one bet, Cart, what's the play?
Greg, why can't I find Cooper Flag anywhere on here?
That's a fantastic question.
I see Isaiah Evans for Duke at 100-1. So, like, well, I'm scrolling through here. Did I miss? Like, Liam McNeely's 40-1. Like, where's Mr. Flag?
You know what that means, right?
What's that mean?
The winner of the Wooden Award isn't an available bet right now. Because the sport books, like, this is a classic they know situation, right? Like, they're collecting all this action on every player in the country, but you just coincidentally can't bet Cooper Flag, Cart? Really? Yeah,
but thank God you can bet Javon Small at West Virginia and Ian Shefflin at Clemson.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, the one that sticks out to me right away is that there are so many players ranked above Mark Sears. Or sorry, not Mark Sears. My apologies. Wait, where did I miss this at? Okay, I'm looking at this correctly. Mark Sears being that far off of RJ Davis and Hunter Dickinson is
insane.
Not, it's insane. It's insane. It should be like I think we looked at the exercise where it was like what teams had the best odds to win it all. It's crazy to me that Mark Sears is one that far off of those guys, and two, with all due respect, that he isn't higher than RJ Davis.
Yeah.
And I love RJ, but like Mark Sears has they had the better team this year, and Mark Sears beat RJ Davis last year. Like, there should be some respect value thrown into this as well.
Yeah. And like Kansas has Dickinson and Storr as two of the top four. Those guys are going to hurt each other's chances to win National Player of the Year. Again, if Bama is the same odds as Kansas and UConn to win the national championship, that would imply that Mark Sears is grossly undervalued here. He would have been the first name off my board. I think he is the favorite for the Wooden Award. So at 15-1, he is the absolute must bet best value for me.
100%. Are we touching John L at 30-1?
I don't think so. I think this is one of those like too many talented guys in the room thing.
Yeah, I would love. I need some. I need Gregory Longshot. Like,
so I would be interested outside of Fears. I would be interested in the other freshmen. Again, Cooper Flagg's not here, but I would definitely bet Coop if he's 15-1 or higher. I would bet Cooper Flagg. Dylan Harper 40-1, I think is worth a bet, because what if Dylan Harper is just great, and what if Rutgers is really good? I don't know where Ace Bailey is. He seems off the board, but like Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey should probably be close to each other in terms of odds. The worst value on the board is Zeke Mayo 40-1. That's a joke. I don't know what's going on with that. Other ones that jump out is like at least interesting to me. I can't believe I'm saying it, but Caleb Love 50-1.
Oh, Gregory, wow.
Caleb Love 50-1.
Where's your wife right now? I might need to call her.
So what if Caleb Love is just like efficient for a whole year?
And Arizona's just really good.
I mean, Caleb Love was the Pac-12 player of the year on a team with Umar Ballo and Kylan Boswell and Pell Larson, Cart. Those guys all left. Caleb Love's going to be even more individually productive now. Like, he might be a first-team All-American guard. To me, him being 50-1 behind Zeke Mayo and Taman Lipsey and Ryan Nemhard is crazy. I think it's a good bet. I would say Jani Broome. 50-1, certainly a good bet. Auburn's going to need to be good for him to win that. But, man, if Pearl just plays him 30 minutes a game, his numbers are good enough. So yeah,
if he does, that's a big if.
I think 50-1's good. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned Wade Taylor 60-1 yet.
I was going to bring that up. If we can just get – if just pure numbers standpoint, I was going to bring that up. There's another one, though, that sticks out to me. But it's just like – you would need the team to do something. But this player, I think, is going to have the keys to this team. And they've been a successful regular season team. What if Cam Jones has a special year?
Yeah.
You hate that? I like Cam Jones more than Braden Smith at 90-1.
I think he's good. I think Cam Jones is good. But that just seems stretchy. A little above his pay grade.
Is Walter Clayton Jr. too stretchy too? Is Walter Clayton Jr. that far off of Mark Sears and RJ Davis?
Yes, because here's why. If you're going to bet Walter Clayton or Cam Jones at 100 to 1 or 80 to 1, there's a way better value down the board. Kadari Richmond is 150 to 1.
Really?
Kadari Richmond is 150 to 1. He is valued the same as Zakai Ziegler, Alex Caravan, Ahmad Noel from UConn, Trey Townsend, Achor, Nolan Hickman. This is the guy who like is a triple double threat every single night, and I mean, I think Rick Pitino is going to run him into the ground.
Dog, what are we? You can get Jaden Bradley has better odds to win than Kendari Richmond.
Isn't that crazy?
Dog, Robbie Avila
has crazy. Better chances. Crazy. So yeah, I like he's doubled the value of what Elliot Cadeau is.
We could do a whole exercise on this. Javion McCollum from Georgia Tech and Achor have the same odds as Kadari Richmond to win National Player of the Year.
Yeah, it's insane. It truly is insane. Kadari is the best value on the board. I think Mark Sears is also a must bet. I mean, we're not going to get out of here without doing this, Cart. Braden Smith, 90 to 1 is worth a bet. It's worth a bet. Because
how worth it is it?
It's worth a bet because his production's going to be there. I think he's going to be what Tyler Kolek is. And if you could get Tyler Kolek at 90 to 1 before last season, you would have taken it.
That's true. I also want to point out there's so many UConn players on this list.
It's a lot of UConn players.
It's Solomon Ball back here.
We also haven't mentioned Kalk 50 to 1. I don't hate that. All right. So you're only betting three bets. What three are you placing?
I'm placing one on Mark Sears.
15 to 1.
I'm placing a bet on. I think Auburn's gonna be good in Janai. I'm gonna place a bet on Janai. I'm gonna bet a base on Mark Sears, and then Cam Jones.
Okay. Yeah, Janai I think is a great one, just for the sake of being slightly different than you. Mark Sears 15 to 1 is automatic. I'm placing Kadari 150 to 1, and I'm placing Braden Smith 90 to 1.
Can we place those actually?
I'm also sprinkling Aiden Mahaney 60 to 1 because I'm obligated to. Topic two, it's time to bring back one of my favorite games in this program's history. Is it good or bad? This is a very simple question on paper, Cart. Let's play a quick just like non-college basketball version. Spilling your coffee all over your keyboard, is that good or bad?
Well, see, I need more detail. No, I'm kidding, it's bad.
Spilling your coffee all over your keyboard when your keyboard's 13 years old and it lets you get a new computer.
Good.
Good. See how the game works? This is nice. This is really nice. Okay. I have four things that are either good or bad. And you're going to tell me if they're good or bad.
Okay. I also have four things that I think are either good or bad that I'll be asking after.
Do you really?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yep.
How many of our four are the same? Probably all of them.
Maybe, but I'm not gonna continually be game blindsided in these settings anymore. I got your ass.
Okay, yeah. Let's have you go first then. What's number one?
Well, I got to come up with them first.
That's what I figured was happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my number one.
Reports that Dre Gibbs Lawhorn has been the better guard for Illinois than Kylan Boswell through early practices. Is that good or bad for Illinois basketball?
I actually think it's good, because if Kasparis has been as good as the reports are saying, I think DGL might be a better fit next to Kasparis, actually.
Talk to me on that, because you want Kasparis to be like the pass first guy?
I want Kasparis to have the ball in his hands a lot. And I think DGL could be a better spot up shooter, kind of undersized guard next to Kasparis than Boswell. Like, I think DGL can operate better without the ball in his hands than Kylan Boswell can.
So my main counter to that is just that Kylan's been playing off the ball next to Caleb Love for like a full year. So,
but I feel like he had the ball a lot.
Well, he did, but like, he only averaged 3 assists and he kind of was used to spot up a lot. Like, and we're sitting here saying like Dre's actually a really good off ball player. Huh? Isn't he also a guy who needs the ball?
I think he could operate better as an off ball player than Boswell.
I guess maybe. I guess we don't know. I'm going to keep it quick and easy and real with this one. I think it's bad. Kylan Boswell was brought in to be the guy to give the keys to. And if we're already pivoting to like DJ, it's pretty good.
Greg.
Well, pretty good.
Greg, do you want to be in a Illini? Do you want to be an Illini fan?
Oh, I got to do the thing?
Yeah.
So like, if this guy's bad, that's because everybody else is so much gooder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I got to keep it real. It's bad. It's bad.
Okay. Moving on. Purdue one here. Is it good or bad?
Reports that Trey Kaufman Wren has been practicing almost entirely at the four for Purdue. So that would seem to imply either Will Berg or Daniel Jacobson are going to start alongside, or I guess you could say Caleb first. Maybe we go back to Caleb first, Trey Kaufman Wren in the front court. Is it good or bad for Purdue that TKR is practicing at the four?
I personally think it's bad, because I'm more on board with a lineup of Heidi at the four. But I need to remember that there is a Purdue West Lafayette heritage that needs to be held intact. So this is probably good. Like, this is probably making Paint happy that he can play TKR at the four and then play a giant at the five.
Going to do some mental gymnastics on this one. This is the result I've wanted. I've been saying that. I want TKR at the four next to Daniel Jacobson, because that means Daniel Jacobson's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is bad for Purdue. Here's why. I don't think TKR practicing at the four in June means that these guys have forced their way through because they're so good. I think this means Matt Painter is coming into the season
thinking TKR is a 4, not a 5. Let's see what we got. What I wanted to happen was, oh yeah, TKR is our center. TKR is our Zach Edey. We're going to go small. It's going to be the TKR.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Our show. But oh shit, Daniel Jacobson got here and he's so good. We need to change the plan. You can't change the plan if the plan has always been the plan. Maybe the plan will still work out, but I don't think that's what happened here. I think Matt Painter just thinks TKR is a 4. And even if they don't have a great 5, they're going to try someone that's not great at the 5.
It'd be good for the Big Ten if Wilberg starts.
And it would be bad for Purdue, which is why my answer is this is bad for Purdue. I've gone double bad to start. I don't like that. Next up, your program
reports out of East Lansing,
Holt to be more specific, that Frankie Fiddler has been the best player in a Michigan State uniform at Moneyball. Is that good or bad for Michigan State? I haven't heard Xavier Booker. I haven't heard Jaden Akins. Haven't heard Jeremy Fierce, who did play in the most recent. I've heard Frankie Fiddler is the dude here.
I must say, it's objectively a good thing for a player to be playing well at Moneyball. I think the best case scenario for Michigan State success would be that the reports are that Jaden Akins has been the best player at Moneyball. So I'm going to say bad.
So this is bad for Michigan State basketball. That Frankie Fiddler looks like the best player.
Yes.
I love this game so much. It's the best game. We disagree again. I think this is good for Michigan State. I really do. Here's why. I don't think Michigan State basketball is in a position where you can choose who the best player needs to be. I think you need good players. And as much as we all want Jaden Akins to be the guy, we have no idea if he's the guy. So if one day, if the moment Frankie Fiddler just steps in a gym and has a basketball in his hands, he looks like the best player there. To me, that's a development that's similar to Kasparis with Illinois. Like, just because Illinois thought Kylan Boswell was going to be the guy, that doesn't mean it's bad that Kasparis now looks like a superstar, right? So I don't think Fiddler has that type of upside, but if everyone seems to agree, Fiddler looks like the best guy in the gym, that can only be a good development for Michigan State. That means Fiddler's a guarantee and a can't-miss starter-level player.
I knew that, Gregory. Thank you.
It's good news. Good news for the Spartans. And my final good or bad, how about my program, which everyone says we have nothing to talk about? Reports, rumblings, per se, behind the scenes. I'm going to give you the quote. This is the quote. Danny Wolf is the dude. Danny Wolf is the dude on this Michigan team. That's the report, the rumblings that I have heard from behind the scenes from multiple people over the last month. Danny Wolf is the dude. Is that good or bad for Michigan basketball?
I'm going to say bad. Because I think in an ideal world, you probably want one of the guys that's being the dude to be a guard or a wing. So I think the front court, I think the best part about Michigan is that the front court, you know what you have. So, like, I guess you could flip to say that it's good that Danny Wolf's the guy, but in my opinion, I think, like, you kind of want those guys to just do what they do, but the star of the show be like, I would have much rather been like, Roddy Gale's a guy. I think I would have much rather have heard that if I was a Michigan fan.
So here's why my answer is different than yours. I think this is good for Michigan. Here's why. We could have gotten Vlad Goldin as the dude. And that would imply if we're getting like Vlad Goldin's the guy, that would imply to me that Danny Wolf doesn't look the part. And Vlad Goldin's here for 6 months. Danny Wolf's here for a lot more time. He has a future in Michigan basketball. Whether or not the big experiment works, if Danny Wolf is the best player on this team, that's something Dusty May can build around for a couple of seasons in a way that it wasn't going to be if this guy, Vlad, who's just a 16-7 every night guy, is the best center. To me, you would much prefer Danny Wolf is better between those two. Yeah, I wish it was a guard. I think we know what Roddy Gale is. I think we know what the other guys are. If Danny Wolf is the guy with some upside, that's only a good thing for the future of Michigan basketball.
Give us footage.
I want to see. I would like some footage. I would like some footage.
Footage, please.
Okay. I love that we were on the opposite end of all four of those. Again, my favorite game. Did you come up with any, or do you want to just move on?
Nope, I want to move on.
How about a really abstract topic for topic number five?
What'd you say about my ass?
This is topic number three, also not five. Goodness. Some days we're just in a weird spot when we record this, folks. That's today for me. We are going to play a game that we have never played before, although I think you have pitched doing this topic no less than 11 times in Sleeper's channel history, and I have nearly always said no. Today I pitched it, and so we're doing it. So here we go. We have we're going to draft this. We're going to go back and forth drafting 10 categories, and we are going to each build our dream college basketball program, okay? So we're not drafting players. We are drafting like intangible things about a college basketball program that we would love our program to have.
It's graphics. College basketball intangibles draft.
It's like build your own program. That's what we're going for here. So I have 10 categories. As I said, you have 10 categories. We're going to fill them all. We're going to compete to try and build the better one. So here's the 10 categories. Arena. Jerseys. Fans, coach, NIL, location, bar, like sports bar or just bar, conference, star player, and bench warmer player. Those are 10 very key ingredients to a fun, happy, good college basketball program. Cart, do we have any that we should, like, should we add, like, success?
Nah.
We don't want to add success because the first overall pick would just be UConn's success.
Yeah, we're ground up on this thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So this is what we're doing. Those 10 categories: arena, jerseys, fans, coach, NIL, location, bar, conference, star, bench warmer. Do you want the first pick or the second pick in our snake draft?
I want the first pick.
Okay, also the rules. You can pick any star, any bench warmer from the history of college basketball. It doesn't need to be a current player.
Okay, I'm going to do... Yeah, I'll go first.
I'm very excited to see where you go with this.
I am going to take... I'm going to take Fog Allen.
Fog Allen is the arena. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I like this exercise because like I don't need to draft an arena now until the very last portion of this draft. You know, there's some strategy to it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Never mind. Okay. I'm going to take Dan Hurley as my coach.
Wait a damn second here. So we can pick out an order?
Correct. It's a snake draft. So you just said the most valuable thing you would want for your program is
Bog Allen Fieldhouse as the arena. I've just taken Dan Hurley as my coach, and now I get to go again because it's a state draft. Stars hard. I'm like trying to think of like who's the best college basketball player that I could want to be my star.
Going for a star immediately is crazy.
You think so? There are a lot of stars. I'm gonna tie up my NIL. I'm just picking what program do I want to be here. Who do I think has the most money in college basketball? Is it Arkansas or like Ken? I kind of feel like it's got to be one of the schools that signed someone to $2 million.
Indiana?
But Indiana got Balo for like less than $1.2 million. I'm going to do maybe the fact that there isn't an obvious one makes me not want to do this. Oh, Cart, now I'm scared. I'm really scared. I think I'm so approaching confident. This all wrong, Cart.
So confident.
Hold on, I gotta look something up.
No, hold on a second. We're not doing top NIL, sir. That's insane. On Google.
I'm not looking top NIL. I'm looking a different category. Looking a very different category.
All right. You know what? There should be timers on this draft. This is horse shit. This is Bush League. I'm about to abandon this draft soon.
Okay, location. Location's my pick. Send me to Hollywood. Send me to LA.
Taking USC?
I'm taking USC, Los Angeles, California.
It's a bad pick by you.
I think it's a great pick.
I think UCLA's campus might be nicer.
I'm picking USC.
Okay. All right, I get two here. I'm going to lock down my coach. I'm going to take Bill Self.
You're so awful at this.
And then...
I want to help you, but I also want to bury you. Story of my life.
And then jerseys. No. And I know. What was the category after NIL?
Location. Arena, jerseys, fans, coach, NIL location, bar, conference, star, bench warmer.
And I'm guessing for location, you got to actually pick a school, or are we actually just picking a city?
Do school and city. Yeah, you can't just like drop them in the middle of nowhere.
I'm going to do Miami.
Hurricanes, okay. All right, so your coach is Bill Self, and your location is Miami. All right, I am going to take... This is so tough.
So far, you have a location and a coach, right?
Yep. And that's it. I'm going to take... The thing is, there's two for each of these categories that I really like, and I wouldn't mind getting the second of. I'm gonna take for fans. I'm gonna take Providence fans. I think Providence fans are insane.
Okay, that's a good pick.
I liked their vibes through the whole Ed Cooley thing. They're petty, and I'm petty, and I relate to that.
That's a good matchup, honestly.
Yeah, I really like it. Okay, so I have Providence fans, Dan Hurley, Los Angeles, California is my location. I'm going to take a bar next.
I'm going to take the upstairs bar in Bloomington.
Good pick. It's a really good pick. I should have got that out of the way. That was a mistake. All right. Oh, where do I want to go here? Okay, fans. I'm gonna go Kentucky fans.
Too crazy. They already got you fired.
It's fine. I'm gonna be successful. They're not gonna. I'm not. I'll be fine. NIL. I'm gonna go BYU.
Ooh.
I got funds. Yeah, massive funds.
I like that play from you. All right. All right, for bench warmer, I'm gonna take Gabe Cups.
Good pick.
For conference, I'm gonna take Big 12.
But also good.
I feel great. Everything else I'm happy with.
Okay. Conference, I'm gonna take SEC. And
it cracks me up every time, man. You don't get it. You don't get what you're doing.
And bars, the bar I'm gonna take. Take One Star Country Club.
So bad. All right. For star, I'm going to take I was thinking like Zion even. Do I take Bronny? I want LeBron at my games. I'm going to say Carmelo Anthony as my star.
Carmelo's a star?
I think he's been the most fun college basketball player ever. And put Carmelo in LA, he'd be special. So I'm going to take Carmelo. I'm going to do jerseys next. I'll take the Argyle Stripes. I'll take North Carolina.
Big Argyle Stripes, guys?
Yeah, the baby blue special.
Okay. I am going to go here. See, like, this is, like, Jimmer's nasty, but, like, I don't want to, like, I don't want Jimmer. Like, I got, no, that's not going to do it for me. Let's see here. Role player, I'm going to take okay, actually, no, I'll wait on that first. Jerseys, I'm going to go. Actually, fuck it. I'm going to take Candy Stripes. I'm going to take Indiana's jerseys.
The jerseys?
Yeah, that comes
with candy. You don't get the warm-ups. You just get the jerseys.
It doesn't come with Candy Stripes?
I mean, Indiana's jerseys are nothing special. That's a crazy pick.
But it comes with Candy Stripes, right?
I mean, take them, but that's a crazy pick.
Okay, and then star player. Star player, I'm gonna go Michael Beasley.
I don't hate that. All right. NIL, I have two picks left. NIL, I'm gonna take Arkansas. And I debated some others, but ultimately, I'm sorry. Can I scratch that? Can I pull out of that?
No.
Can I pull rank and pull out of that?
No.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
If you were a little bit nicer during this draft process, I would have considered it, but no.
All right, I'm going to take Arkansas. I wanted to pivot to Miami. But the reason I want Arkansas and the reason I also wanted Miami, I want an ally for NIL. Like, I don't just want, like, an institution. I want, like, Chicken Man is our funds guy. And Miami has the Life Wallet guy. I think the Life Wallet's pockets are a little deeper than the Chicken Man. But I'm going to go with Chicken Man for right now. So Arkansas is my NIL pick. And Arena, I'm torn. Because I kind of want to do, like, Cameron Indoor. I kind of want to do, like, Hinkle. I kind of want to do some, like, historic places. But I'm a little intimidated by you pulling Fog Allen, because that means you're going to have a home court advantage. So I definitely want a home court advantage that's, like, insane and not just, like, 1,000 people. Which means I feel like I got to take either Rupp Arena or... There's two schools in the state of Indiana I'm considering. Assembly Hall and Mackey. I like Assembly Hall way more. It's a religious experience. But Mackey's crazy. But Mackey also I don't love. And if you put Providence fans in Assembly Hall, they would go insane. So I'm taking Assembly Hall, the chapel of college basketball.
Chapel of college basketball. Okay. I got one pick left. Is there any, like, restraints on role players? Like, they got to play, like, they got to never take their warm up off. Like,
they have to have been on a college basketball roster and not been a good player.
Not been a good player. Okay.
Like, who are you trying to go for?
Oh, I was going to be like, can I get, like, Matt McQuaid? Or is he too good?
He's way too good.
All right, well, I'm going to go Michigan State and White again. I'm going to go Kyle Ahrens as my role player.
Yes. Kind of a crazy pick, but okay.
I mean, just a kid who almost died every time he played and then found a way and slapped the floor.
All right. Could have gone Bronny for bench warmer.
Oh.
Could have gone Bronny. I'll let you have Bronny if you let me have Life Wallet guy.
No.
Okay. Can you repeat your team? Because we got to send this. We're going to get a graphic made on this. What's your build your dream college basketball program categories?
My arena is Fog Allen. My jerseys are Indiana. My fans are Kentucky. My coach is Bill Self. My NIL is BYU. My location is Miami. My bar is One Star Country Club. My conference is SEC. My star player is Michael Beasley, and my role player is Kyle Aaron.
You have a great team until you get to Kyle Aaron's. No disrespect, Kyle, but come on. Mine is Assembly Hall, North Carolina jerseys, Providence fans, Dan Hurley, Arkansas's NIL in Los Angeles on USC's campus, the Upstairs Bar in Bloomington, in the Big 12, Carmelo Anthony star, Gabe Cupps bench warmer. Both of these are fun programs. I like them. Who do you think won the draft?
Think you did.
I think it's pretty close. Also, like, you do realize the strategic move would have been to draft the categories I haven't picked yet.
You do realize that I don't strategically draft.
It's just a disaster. Fun exercise. Can't wait for D-Terp's graphic on this one. One big thing presented by absolutely no one. What you got?
I think my one big thing for today is that if I could make one purchase that I think would be accepted, I don't know if your household, your wife has this thing, but she doesn't like things on the counters, like kitchen gadgets, like all on the counters. I think if I had my way, I would have an ice maker on the counter. Because you can get the ice maker in the fridge, but, like, my parents have, like, this cube, like, Jimmy John's level ice maker thing, and I think it's the greatest thing of all time, and it enhances every single beverage.
and I want one, but we don't have the counter space in our house because I just got a Ninja Creamy and I buy too many kitchen gadgets. So that's my one big thing.
Yeah, like the kitchen Creamy that you just, I mean, you were gassing this out less than 7 days ago as the greatest thing ever, is now in the way of something you can't
get. No, it's in the way of my wife's happiness because she doesn't like cluttered counters. And if it was up to me, my counters would have, I would have zero counter space, all gadgets, Nespresso, Ninja Creamy, ice maker, toaster, air fryer. Everything would be on the counter.
Can we agree that kitchen or Ninja Creamy is a crazy name? It's just a crazy name.
It is, but it's a great thing, man. It's a great thing.
It's a crazy name. Could you propose to Meg that every time she takes you on a trip, you get to buy a new kitchen gadget?
Ooh. I might have to come forward with that one. That's better than my original like plan.
See, I feel like that's a great proposal, but I also feel like Meg will receive that and just be like, no, I'll divorce you. And
you'll be yes. Like, no. But in that case, that's why my original proposal is, do I come ultimatum? Like, I want the ice maker on the counter. If not, then like I can't do this anymore.
If not, like, I'm leaving you. I want ice maker.
Yeah, like, and then she'll be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Or it backfires and I'm on the streets with my ice maker.
I want that ice maker enough to ruin our marriage over it. It's so stupid. Oh, man. Okay. I don't know how to follow this. My one big thing, I would just like to put some respect, some love, some attention it deserves on the Watermelon Jolly Rancher. I would like to... The Watermelon Jolly Rancher, that people have gotten through years of elementary school with these things. Jolly Ranchers, highly recommend, even as you're an adult, as you grow up a little bit. Really good, like, cupboard snack to have. Because you can't, like, overeat Jolly Ranchers. It's just too, one, logistically too hard, and two, like, no one would ever do that. But, like, if you just got, like, a bag full of jollies on the fourth shelf, and then, like, you got some people over for dinner, for drinks, and you just so happen to bust out, hey, you want a jolly? People are going to take you up on it, one, because it's low maintenance, and two, they're going to ask for the watermelon because this flavor is special, and they're going to enjoy what's in their mouth.
Are they going to take you up on it, or are they going to maybe, I like, honestly, a bit of a pedophile move just to have Jolly Ranchers on deck on you at all times. I'm just going to say that. Also, the Green Apple Jolly Rancher is superior.
Don't do this.
Superior, absolutely superior.
You would love our house thing because my wife's allergic to green apple and I don't like the taste.
I forgot that. You guys are a great, like, cupboard snack family. Even though, I mean, let's not get off on a tangent here, but there was a time when you guys just changed it at your old address and, like, filled it with, like, I don't even know, like, Nespresso pods maybe. It didn't warn anybody. I thought I was going in for a peanut butter pretzel or, like, a Reese's Pieces, and I reached in there and I felt coffee pods. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for my love for your wife, I would have aired that bitch out.
My wife's a big tinkerer. She likes to tinker for, like, oh, it's been too long since we've moved things. Let's move this.
My wife does that too, but you also got to, like, you got to explain the tinkers. Like, I don't want to look like an idiot at 9 a.m. when I go for a straw, but all of a sudden in the middle of the day yesterday, you're like, we need to change things up. The straw shouldn't be in this cupboard. When were you going to communicate that?
I'm sensing some animosity.
I want my ice maker. It's not that much of an ask. I want an ice maker.
Tune in tomorrow. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We will have episodes Thursday and Friday. I look so bad without a beard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.